heating on up again, as we expected. Temperatures today will make it to 90 plus. Yesterday, right back up into the 80s. And so it's hot temperatures the next few days. The humidity still won't be too bad, but of course, that enhances the wildfire danger. And we'll continue to see winds off the Atlantic, generally out of the east and southeast. So with a wind like that, it keeps it a little cooler each afternoon at the beaches. But we're still looking otherwise at temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s each afternoon. All the way through Friday will be dry. So we'll be monitoring any wildfires that might develop, and we'll have that onshore wind out of the east-southeast. That means the smoke from the West Mims fire will move west and northwest away from Jacksonville, and that's going to be true all week long. That fire not out despite some heavy rainfall over the weekend, just too big for one round of showers and thunderstorms to really put it out. But it helped. It has helped out, no doubt about that, and better conditions overall, but it'll be drying out quickly this week. Remember, we evaporate about a quarter to a third of an inch of rain each and every day this time of year, so it doesn't take long to dry out. Now, this weekend, higher humidity, and it looks like a shot at least at a shower or a thunderstorm, especially inland in the afternoon, both Saturday and Sunday. Won't be a washout this weekend, but there will be some summer-like activity developing with the sea breeze. Looks like mostly near and west of Interstate 95 initially. And what we're seeing is an upper-level area of high pressure over the area now. That causes sinking air, also warmer temperatures aloft, so it's relatively stable. So we stay dry this week. But by this weekend, we see those upper-level temperatures cool just a bit and enough of an increase in humidity to at least develop a couple of inland, mainly afternoon showers or thunderstorms. And there continue to be hints next week of a wetter pattern overall that could develop scattered showers and thunderstorms several days next week. That could be some good news, of course, for very dry conditions, especially now near and south of Interstate 10 that largely missed out on the more significant rains that occurred on Saturday closer to the Florida-Georgia border. With AccuWeather Weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.